This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Brazen use of color, bodacious shapes, and outlandish sizes. These are some of the descriptions that define the work of recognized glass artist Dale Chihuly. His work appears in more than 200 museum collections worldwide. But his installation on display in Denver this summer is unique in many ways. KUNC arts reporter Carrie Saldo has more.
Over his 40-year career, Dale Chihuly's name has become synonymous with the art of blown glass. But the word glass is typically paired with another word, fragile. Brett Cornett is head of exhibitions at Chihuly Studio in Tacoma, Washington.
The glass is surprisingly hardy.
And that was enough assurance for Denver Botanic Gardens to host the latest installation of Chihuly's work, Garden Cycle, despite Colorado's often unpredictable climate. Again, Brett Cornett.
Brian, the director here, was kind of talking a little bit about what hail can do to plants. I think that's very true. I think plants are a little more vulnerable to hail than even the glass is.
Colorado is one of the most hail-prone states in the country. While this is the first time Chihuly's work will be displayed outdoors in Denver, it has faced Mother Nature at 12 other outdoor venues since 2001. Cornett recalls one hailstorm that hit the Garden Cycle installation in Dallas, Texas.
Windshields were being shattered from cars, and there was a lot of damage. And in that instance, we lost six forms throughout thousands and thousands and thousands. So that kind of gives you an idea of how hardy the glass is.
At Botanic Gardens, sculptures are staged throughout, in and around the floral and water elements. Some works, such as the green, gold, and black perennial fiori, appear to be extensions of the plants and flowers. A fiery-looking piece called Summer Sun is a vibrant contrast to the typically crisp blue Colorado sky.
I do feel like the impression for many, many people is that it completely fits here.
Kim Manager is Associate Director of Exhibits at Denver Botanic Gardens.
Feels like a natural thing, but it's also a natural thing that takes your breath away. So it's pretty fantastic.
I don't know why it is that my work works so well with nature.
Dale Chihuly, now 72 years old, didn't grant interviews while in Denver, but he discussed his process last year for the archives at Chihuly Studio.
It's not that I'm directly influenced by a plant, to look like something that I make. It's just it's something about the process of the way I work and the fact that it's such a natural process that it ends up looking really good when you put it in nature.
Botanic Gardens have hosted an annual sculpture show since 2006. For Chihuly, work rests at 14 locations throughout the gardens, which Kim Manager says would typically mean 14 sculptures. But with Chihuly, it's different.
With this one, we have 14 sites, and there are multiple pieces of glass for every single one of those sites. And so the scale of it is pretty massive.
Blue Icicle Towers, staged at Botanic Gardens entrance, was created especially for the installation. And although the majority of the sculptures have been installed elsewhere, the works nestled within and juxtaposed at Botanic Gardens will never appear in this configuration again. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Chihuly is at Denver Botanic Gardens through November 30th. It's also on display this summer at Pismo Fine Art Glass, his Denver commercial representative, and the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center. You can see more of Arts District tonight at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.